Just gone 9 minutes past nine, and coming up in this hour, inshallah, the Family Matters series with life coach Sumaya Kuvadia. She joins us shortly, and the topic for today is the power of forgiveness. 14 minutes after nine, and this is the Family Matters series, and the nasheed is so apt for today's discussion. Today's discussion is the power of forgiveness, and we're joined on the line by life coach Sumaya Kuvadia. She joins us right now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ijaz. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, all spirits are flying and all good, inshallah, ready for this journey you're going to take us on.
Yes, absolutely. Today is a big topic. It's a huge topic, and I'm hoping that your listeners gain a lot of benefit from it.
Inshallah. I mean, they will. And I know to start off, you want to do an exercise, a very quick exercise, to get listeners to feel their inner world and get them to be more receptive to today's topic. So go for it.
Yes, please. Jazakallah so much. Ijaz, I'd like to, you know, just start with first thanking your listeners, you know, for giving us this next 45 minutes or so, you know, putting all of their time, putting all of their things aside and just focusing on the next 45 minutes, because it is a very, very important topic. And inshallah, we're hoping to create many breakthroughs for people where they find it difficult to forgive others. And hopefully through this discussion that we're going to be having today, you know, they find themselves more open and more willing to forgiveness. So right now, I'd just like to invite all the listeners to tune into the inner world that is within. Just get a sense of who do you need to forgive but cannot bring yourself to that place of forgiveness. What can you not let go of? What makes that thing they did so indigestible? Just get a sense inside of you of all the places that's holding on to past hurts. Just feel the walls that you've built around your heart space. Breathe into that tiny space that doesn't allow love in or love out. Now allow that space to expand just a little and feel the love and compassion for yourself flowing over all your deepest pains and hurts. Now take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, imagine some of that old energy of unforgiveness leaving you. Now let's together set a powerful intention that even if you're not willing to forgive yet, you're opening yourself up to willingness to become willing to forgive. And I'm hoping that, you know, this little bit of an exercise just made the listeners a little more receptive to what we're going to be discussing today.
Now, Sumaya, our first, the topic today is the power of forgiveness. Now, the first question we've got to ask is, why is forgiveness so powerful?
Forgiveness is an absolutely powerful action. And I say action, Ijaz, because sometimes people feel that maybe forgiveness is a feeling. You know, I'm supposed to feel forgiving. Forgiveness is not just a feeling. It is powered, you know, with that feeling. Yes, it is, the feeling is the fuel, but you've got to jump into action. And the reason it is so powerful, because it releases us from imprisonment. You know, can you imagine being in prison all day, every single day, 24 hours of the day, you know, 365 days of the year? You're imprisoned by your thoughts, by your memories, by the past hurts of everything that someone did to you. And remember, you know, when the person hurt you, it was just once that they did whatever they did, except for those people that, you know, are repeat offenders, they keep on hurting you over and over. And that's a completely different issue. But when a person hurts you once, that event takes place. What happens is that you are holding on now to that memory. Every single thing that you're feeling, you are carrying it forward with you every single day of your life. So isn't that the worst kind of imprisonment that anybody can find themselves in?
Indeed.
So when you step into, you know, the journey of forgiveness, it releases you from all of that. It releases you from the despair and the depression that people feel. Because you keep on replaying these things that somebody did to me. How could they do that? You know, and we're so good at pressing that replay button all the time. Something happens, it triggers us again, and we press the replay button and we're going back to the past. We go back to that hurt and that pain and everything starts up again. So forgiveness is a powerful action because, like I said, it releases us from the clutches of the past, and while at the same time it creates energy for all the other important things in life. You know, because when we are sitting in a state of unforgiveness, it takes up so much of our energy, you know, because we're busy resenting people, we're angry at people, and without realizing, emotional energy goes into all of those places. And you find a lot of people, you know, sometimes complaining that I feel stuck in life. And if they really go back and if they do some introspection and are really truthful with themselves, you'll see they're sitting with a lot of unforgiveness. You know, people that need forgiving. Maybe they need to forgive themselves for not being forgiving. So there's a lot of power that comes from forgiveness. Because, you know, when someone has wronged us, we tend to hold on to the past in the form of negative thoughts, you know, negative emotions, and our attitudes are also just not good. And when we cannot forget the past, we become slaves of it. And it influences every single interaction of us negatively, you know, in the future. So just ask yourself, do you really have to avenge the wrongs of the past in order to move forward? I mean, is it really worth it to hold on to so much just so that somebody else can, you know, feel the pain that you're feeling? And by the way, you know, like I said, you know, earlier on, that person that hurt you has put that hurt on you once, but you're the one that's making the choice to carry this hurt every single day of your life.
Hmm. Now, Sumaya, maybe you can explain to us why forgiveness is a process and not a one-time event.
Forgiveness is a process. Guys, I'm wondering if at this point, you know, if we can just make a request to your listeners.
Yes.
You know, if anybody is brave enough to call us up, we'd love to hear from you. Because it would benefit, you know, not just yourself, it would benefit every single listener that is listening right now as to what goes on when a person is finding it difficult to forgive.
Yes, we can do that. The number is 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. Share your story with us. You might be influencing someone out there who's on the verge of forgiving someone but just holding back. You might help them take that next step.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's very, very good. And the thing is why, you know, we say that forgiveness is a process, because it really is a process. Sometimes forgiveness definitely seems impossible. You know, when that hurts us so deep, and no matter how hard you try, you know, it's happened to all of us. No matter how hard we try at times, we just cannot bring ourselves to that place of forgiving someone. And in that moment, what happens is we become hard on ourselves. We beat up on ourselves, especially when we feel, I am a forgiving person, so why can I not forgive the other person? And in that moment, you know, we should know that it's okay. In that moment, if I cannot forgive someone, then it is completely okay, because forgiveness is a process. It's going to take me, you know, a few days, maybe a few weeks. And sometimes forgiveness takes even longer than that, you know, for us to get through everything, because there's so many different layers that we have to get through. Because the moment a person, you know, gets hurt, the first thing we feel is we feel angry towards somebody else. We hold on to resentment. And sometimes immediately we want to jump into that revenge mode. You know, we want that person to suffer as much as we're suffering.
Sumaya, I'm just going to interrupt you quickly. We've asked callers to phone us, and we've got our first caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother.
First of all, I would like to say it is an excellent program.
Jazakallah khair.
I just want to relate the incident of when my wife's father and his brother never spoke for like 20 years. And then my wife took the initiative to go and visit the uncle. And now, alhamdulillah, they're all friends and everyone is seeing each other. And Allah rewarded my wife by taking her for Hajj just a few months after she brought the two families together.
Shukran.
So I thought I'd relate it to you. Right, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for that.
That is absolutely amazing. You see, Ijaz, that is the power of forgiveness. You know, when we open ourselves to forgiveness, we'd be surprised how many miracles come into our life. Because when we are unforgiving, what happens is our space literally becomes so limited. And it is filled with so much of negative emotion. And believe it or not, those emotions have vibration. So you are sending out all the time these negative vibrations to people. You're sending it off in your life. You're filling up your life with so much of negativity that there is no place for anything good to enter. So, jazakallah so much to this brother, you know, for bringing that up. Because, yes, you know, listeners should know that once you step into forgiveness, it releases you to such a degree that you actually see wonderful things coming into your life.
Indeed. Smia, we've got another caller on the line, sister. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, I'm okay.
I just want to just say something regarding the forgiveness thing.
Yeah.
You know, I have 3 children, and my own siblings have caused, all 3 are married, and my own siblings have caused so much fitna amongst my one child and husband that we don't have contact with my child, and she doesn't come to us or anything, and I know it's my siblings that caused all this fitna. So I did forgive them, but it's like, you know, it's in my, deep in my heart, in my mind, I know they were the cause of all this. So it's all come back to me, you know, and I'm so hurt and I'm so bitter towards them all, you know.
Okay, jazakallah for that call, sister. Sumaya will answer your call.
Jazakallah.
Sumaya?
Jazakallah so much to the sister for being so brave and courageous, you know, to come on. Because it's really not difficult. It's really difficult when you are talking about something that hurts you so deeply. And yes, you know, it's a good thing, the point that the sister made, that yes, I have forgiven, but somehow it's still sitting inside. So that goes back to being forgiveness. It's not a one-time event. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we can make the intention, you know, that I am forgiving. And, you know, later on, we're going to be talking about the 2 stages of forgiveness. But just for the benefit of, you know, the sister that called in, when you are hurting so deeply, you know, just accept where you are right now in this moment. It's okay to feel all of that hurt and all of that pain. And she said that, you know, she does know that it is her siblings that caused all of this. You know, yesterday we talked about sibling rivalry.
Yes.
Maybe the place where she should start off with is trying to mend the fences between her and her siblings. See what has gone wrong there, you know. And sometimes we sit with this notion of, yes, I know what has happened. I know that it's this. But when we get to the root of the problem, you know, both the parties are fighting for things that are not even really, you know, real. Because the one party has, you know, misinterpreted things and, you know, made things that this is how I believe that this person has said something and this is my interpretation of it. Someone else's interpretation is something different. So it's always the best thing is start off with your siblings. Try to mend that relationship. Once you gain clarity on that, I mean, this is your child. You have a bond with your child. You are the mother. Allah has put that bond between you and your child that is absolutely unbreakable. So, yes, I wouldn't lie to you because there's a lot of healing that needs to be done. And these processes sometimes can be difficult. So just take your time with that, but set your intention to step into this journey of, you know, forgiveness. And inshallah, from there, it's going to get so much easier because then you're going to do whatever needs to be done. If you need some kind of outside help, because there's a lot of professionals that can help you out as well, you know, to deal and to cope on different levels. Because how a person knows that I have completely forgiven someone is when you go back to what has happened and you can talk about it without any emotion at all. But if there's still hurt there, then you know that the process of forgiveness is not really over.
So now we have another caller on the line, our 3rd for the morning this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah, shukr. So it's taken some courage for me to actually phone in. And do you want me to reveal my name or anything?
If you feel comfortable, you can do so. If not, you don't have to.
Alright, my name is Farid Mia from Extension 10. And quite a bit of brothers and sisters. We actually 11. Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. Carry on, brother.
Yeah, so what happened is, I think maybe I hurt my brothers and sisters' feelings or something of that sort.
If your brothers and sisters are listening at this time, we're hoping, inshallah, that they can hear the sincerity in your voice, that you are really sorry for what you may have done, and maybe Allah will open the door for the ties to be rejoined again, inshallah.
You see, my mom was alive, right? She passed away 4 months ago. I would just like to say that maybe on the air, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe
Dr. Shahad, is it okay for me to come in here at this point? And
yes, I think you can smear. Maybe you can help the brother, yes.
Okay. Brother Fareed, jazakallah so much for being so brave and coming on air. And, you know, I just like to, I know you, I can feel that you're sitting with so much of pain right now. Okay. So what I'd like for you to do right now is just place your hand over your heart. And, you know, every listener that's listening in can do the exact same thing. You know, just put your hand over your heart and silently say to yourself, it's okay. Okay? It's okay that you feel that you've hurt people. And right now, you may not know how to ask them for forgiveness, and it's completely okay. You know, just tell yourself, I love you and I forgive you. Right? For being, you know, that person that has hurt somebody else, and for feeling sad and for feeling hurt over this, or whatever other words, you know, just bring you peace, right? And just breathe into that, because what happens is this releases a lot of blocked energy. You know, whenever you begin to start feeling stuck with this, and you start judging and attacking yourself, remember, it's not going to be good, because what happens is you're sitting with that negative energy, and it's just getting bigger and bigger.
No, what really hurts is that previously I asked my brothers and my sisters for maaf, but maybe, you know, I don't know, it's something I did to them or whatever.
Do you really feel that you did something to them, or is that you do feel you've done something to them?
So actually, I just, all over the air, I want to ask them for maaf. Whoever is listening, my brothers and sisters, that I we got no guarantees we left till tomorrow. So out of my heart, I ask for forgiveness to them, and I hope they forgive me if they're listening.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah khair, brother, for your call, and may Allah make it easy for you, and we're hoping that one of your siblings, or maybe all of them, are listening, and maybe one of them will phone to, you know, accept your apology, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen. Okay, jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, salam.
Really emotional, the call there. Samia?
It does, you know, it's so amazing, you know. I mean, this brother took so much of courage, and may Allah make it easy for him, you know, to reach that place of peace. But when we make that decision to ask for forgiveness, it's because we have realized that I have done something wrong to someone. I have wronged someone in some way. That takes bravery and courage. It takes a great human to actually reach that point. And yes, I'm sure, you know, if you were a victim, you're probably sitting and thinking that, you know, well, this person does it maybe all the time, or, you know, they did it once and they don't realize how they've hurt me. But the fact of the matter is, he's taken that action. He stepped into that action. It's a powerful action. He's asking for forgiveness. The only thing is now, you know, that his brothers and sisters, Allah make it easy for them to open up to being, you know, to open up to forgiving him and being receptive to forgiveness. Because sometimes, yes, it's difficult for us to just forgive people, you know, just on the spot. So that's the reason, again, I keep on going back to this point of forgiveness is a process.
Indeed, and brings me to my next question, Samia. Why do we find it so hard to forgive at times? And how does blame tie in with forgiveness?
This is very huge. And I'm hoping that this will help, you know, Brother Fareed as well. We carry this huge burden called blame. You know, if you didn't blame, then there wouldn't be anything to forgive. You know, does that make sense to you, Jaz?
Yes, it does.
You know, because we only blame people, and, you know, when we're blaming people for something that they've done wrong to us, then we're sitting in that victim mode, and we feel that, okay, now I need to forgive someone for something, right? And we can get into blame so easily, blaming others for our unhappiness, our hurts, our pains. So I'm just wondering, if I had to ask people, where would you be if you stepped away from blame completely, right? Because if we must forgive, we must have blamed first. And this is very important. To forgive is to stop blaming. That is huge. Because to forgive is definitely to stop blaming. And that means taking 100% responsibility for how I helped to create that situation. And yes, it's very difficult, you know, for people that are hurt to understand, how did I create the situation to be a victim? Right? How did somebody hurt me and how was it my fault? And the answer to that is that we get ourselves in these kind of situations, you know, to get hurt over and over and over again. Sometimes we just, you know, in that state where people just keep on hurting us. And, you know, we put ourselves there because we don't know how to get ourselves out. And it's so easy for us to say, my happiness is tied to this person and to that person. My pain and my hurt belongs to this person and to that person. But no, it's your responsibility. So take the responsibility and learn different ways on how to interact with people.
Coming up to our first ad break of the program, just want to leave you before we're going on to that ad break with a message that comes via WhatsApp from one of our listeners, Sister Yasmin. She says, the first to apologize is the bravest, the first to forgive is the strongest, and the first to forget is the happiest. We'll continue with this discussion, inshallah, after this epic. Yes, Family Matters on Radio Islam International. We're speaking about the power of forgiveness, and some messages coming through via WhatsApp. It says, to forgive for the pleasure of Allah makes the heart feel lighter, and if you don't forgive, makes the heart heavy and you feel sad all the time. That coming through from one of our listeners at this time. Sumaya joining us once again. Assalamu alaikum, Sumaya.
Alaikum salam, Ijaz.
Okay, we'll pick up. I see. Oh, wait, there's another question coming through via WhatsApp now. It says, a question for Sister Sumaya. Something wrong is done to person A, and then person B expects the perpetrator to apologize to person B face to face, while the wrong wasn't done to person B. What to do in this case?
Okay, let me see if I got this correct, Ijaz. It's like person A is basically the victim.
Right.
Person B, the perpetrator. Am I correct?
Well, it seems a bit confusing when you read it out. I'm not sure.
Because I'm not really getting this. And is the question going such as, person A now wants person B to forgive them and apologize face to face. Is that what?
Maybe that's what they meant, I think, yeah.
Okay. That's a very good question, right? Because, you know, when we look at forgiveness as an action, we all say that we are forgiving beings and we want to forgive. But then, that is easy at times to do and to say. But we come up with a second problem because that is our rules. What are our rules to forgiving? Can you see the rules that this, you know, this caller, this WhatsApp, you know, caller put on? Is that I want to be forgiven, but I want it to be done face to face. I want a face to face apology,
yeah.
Right? So that is rule number one. More often than not, people are not going to give you that face to face apology unless they are very brave and courageous, and you know they've done a little bit of a personal growth and development work on themselves. They're going to be courageous enough to come up to you and, you know, ask you for forgiveness. So we've put a rule up there that says, this is what I need. Other people will put up, you know, different rules that, you know, if somebody needs to tell me that, you know, tell me that I need to forgive them, they've got to first tell me what are they asking me for forgiveness for. And that's another rule. You know, we put up so many rules that make it difficult for us to forgive. So if we changed those rules a little, maybe forgiveness will be a little bit easier for us to go through. And, you know, right now at this point, I'm wondering if I can challenge some of your, you know, listeners a little by saying, yes, we had Brother Fareed calling in, who is so heartbroken and needs forgiveness, you know, from his siblings. I'm wondering if we can get a caller who can call us in, who is finding it very difficult to forgive someone. And maybe we can work through with that caller, and, you know, the listeners can benefit out of that as well.
Yes, the number is 011-854-1548. If you fulfill the criteria that Sumaya is looking for, do give us a call, and maybe, inshallah, she'll be able to help you out.
Yes, inshallah. You know, we're hoping we get that caller, you know, that is brave enough to say, I am finding it difficult to forgive someone. You know, what is the next step for me?
Right. Now, Sumaya, how do we forgive family members that are repeat offenders?
That is a very good question, Ijaz. And, you know, the thing is about family members is that we are permanently with them. You know, we're living with them in our space. You know, they're in our space most of the time. So firstly, we need to have an understanding in what way might that person be broken and how to adjust our expectations accordingly. You know, with repeat offenders, we have a certain level of expectation. Imagine now, you know, in a dynamic of a parent and a child, or maybe let's look at spouses, for example, you know, a husband and wife dynamic, where, you know, and this is just a hypothetical scenario that I'm looking at, so I don't want husbands or wives to think either way I'm being biased here.
Right.
But for example, you know, maybe we've got a wife who permanently gets hurt by her husband, maybe by the things that he says or by the things that he does. And, you know, she'll keep on saying that I'm forgiving him, but how much more forgiveness does he want from me? So she reaches a point where she can't forgive any longer. She can't forgive anymore because there's just so much, almost on a daily basis or maybe on a weekly basis, he's hurting her. So to that person, you know what? What I'll say is that firstly, lower your expectations according to the abilities of that person. We have very high expectations. Yes, we'll forgive the offender once. We forgive them twice. We forgive them thrice. But then what's happening is your level of expectation is rising every single time. Because you believe that, okay, I'm forgiving my husband for talking harshly to me today. But then what happens is tomorrow I'm setting an expectation that maybe today it was 50%, but because I've forgiven him, tomorrow my expectation levels rise to 65%. And I'm thinking that because I forgave him today, maybe tomorrow he'll treat me a little better and his voice will have a little more compassion in it. And when that doesn't happen, you hurt again. So what I'm saying is we're not condoning the behavior of, you know, the villain. We're not condoning their behavior at all. But we're making it easy for you to understand that, you know, in certain ways, this person might be broken. This might be, you know, uncontrolled behavior. It might be, yes, unfortunately, we're going to say this. It might be addictive behavior because in our society today, there are so many people that are on drugs, right? We have no idea, you know, what that does to people. So biologically, they are altered. And if we understand that this is behavior coming from a person, this is addictive behavior, this is controlling behavior, it makes it so much easier for a family member then to cope when you are, you know, just being talked down to or when this person behaves irrationally. Because think about it this way, Jazz. You know, a radio that is broken, can you expect it to function fully like a radio that is not?
Nope.
No, exactly. So it just makes it a little easier when we understand the other person better. Because then what we're doing is we're just lowering our expectations slightly. You know, we know that, okay, fine. You know, this person can only give me that amount. So we're not living in frustration all the time. And trying to change that person is definitely not going to be easy. Because the only person you can change is yourself. The best we have over other people is influence. We cannot change anyone. So it's adjust your expectations to the level of the ability to those that keep on hurting you over and over.
And before we move on to our next question, just a reminder once again, the number to call 011-854-1548. Remember earlier on in the show, we had a brother that phoned in and asking for forgiveness from his family members, if there are any of them that have heard that and are thinking about phoning to accept his apology. Please be brave enough if you want. And give us a call, and, you know, inshallah, those ties will be once again rejoined, inshallah. Sumaya, now, there's, you say there's two different stages of forgiveness. What are, and describe to us, what are the two different stages of forgiveness?
Okay, firstly, you know, the first stage of forgiveness starts with a mental decision, right? It's like a very mental decision where, you know, probably somebody, like, for example, today, you know, a lot of people, inshallah, I'm hoping that, you know, they hear this discussion and they make this mental decision that I am opening my heart and I'm opening myself to forgive all those who have wronged me in the past. So that's a mental decision, right? That is basically the very first stage. Then we get to the second stage, which is the emotional part of forgiveness, where it's finally being able to let go of the resentment, let go of the anger and the hurt. And this is the part that becomes the process, right? Mm-hmm. Because emotional healing may or may not follow quickly after we decide, you know, after we make that mental decision that I am going to forgive. It's not like today I'm going to say, I make this decision that I'm going to forgive and by tomorrow I'm going to be completely healed and okay and all my hurt and my pain is just going to disappear. It's not going to happen in that way. So that's the reason forgiveness has two stages. One is the mental decision that inshallah I'm hoping everybody makes today. That mental decision is that very first step. That we're opening ourselves up to forgiving other people, forgiving ourselves, and also accepting other people's apologies and other people's forgiveness, right? And it's almost like, you know, Ijaz, when, you know, have you ever tried to forgive others only to discover that you are still sitting with a whole lot of anger and judgment towards them?
Yes.
Right? Because forgiveness cannot be forced. We cannot really will ourselves into forgiveness. Because if we try to deny the anger and the hurt that is sitting there, it's going to come out at another time. So work through all of that you're sitting with. Work through the anger. Work through the disappointment. You know, it's almost like a disappointment, like a betrayal. You know, somebody that we have very high expectations towards, and when they hurt us, it's almost like a disappointment, a betrayal that we feel so deep inside that we feel it becomes impossible to forgive. But once you start working one single little step on a daily basis, consistency is the key here. So every single day, if you take one tiny step to open up a little more to forgiveness, it's going to become so much easier.
Indeed. I think the caller that phoned in earlier sent through a WhatsApp as well, says, Salams, summary, I did follow your advice. Your advice is brilliant, but what do I do where these siblings made fitna with my son-in-law? My daughter hasn't been home for 7 years. She has 4 kids, and my siblings know how I feel because I'm keeping my distance. I won't break family ties with them. I hurt so much. Jealousy has caused all this fitna. My husband and I tried everything to sort out, but son-in-law just hates me. They're married for 15 years. Never in that time did I ever disrespect him. We all were very happy, and all this dangerous fitna broke my family, and my siblings are all happy with their family. It hurts a lot. Jazakallah khair.
That is, you know, that is very sad, because there's so many different, you know, things that come to play in this specific situation. You know, where it's external forces that are influencing this whole entire relationship between this mother and her child. And, you know, again, I'm going to tell this lady, you know, don't give up. Just keep doing what you feel you need to do. And one day you're going to see that this effort of yours is going to reap the most wonderful rewards. Because firstly, what you need to do is, you know, inside of yourself, go deep inside. You know, pray to Allah, ask Him for help. That, you know, all of this, I mean, yes, we can do the best of our ability to get the ball rolling. But at the bottom, our foundation, our support structure, everything's supposed to be spiritual. Every single thing that we do, we're supposed to ask Allah for His help, for His guidance, for His assistance. Set your intention exactly what it is that you want out of all of this. What do you want the outcome to be? And then talk to Allah and make Him your best friend. You know, the way this lady is talking, this caller is talking to us in that same way. Talk to Allah, because He listens to you. You know, people think most of the time that sometimes when I need to talk to Allah, I need to sit on my musalla and I need to lift my hands up, and only then can I really talk to Him. No. In those moments when you are in so much of pain, you know, whether it is you are sitting and, you know, thinking about it, or whether you are doing your work on a daily basis, or whatever it is that you're doing, and this pain comes up in that moment, that's when you should be talking to Allah. That is my pain. Help me forward to heal this relationship between me and my daughter, between me and my son-in-law, between me and my siblings, and show me the way forward on how do I move forward from here to the next place.
So we have a message coming through now on SMS. The sister says, Dear Appa, I'm always overlooking and forgiving, but my dad cannot forgive me. Can you explain on radio what do you do when someone can't forgive you? Shukran.
Okay, when someone can't forgive you, you know, what sort of struck out for me is her word, you know, where she said she's always overlooking. The thing what happens is when we're always overlooking things, and yes, this is her dad, so, you know, you're supposed to have a lot of respect for your parents.
But the thing is, what is her relationship with her father? Why is she always overlooking what he's doing? You know, and then getting into, well, now I need to forgive him. Because if there's that point of, you know, where I'm forgiving him all the time, but I'm overlooking everything he is doing to me, it's almost like they've fallen into this pattern of, you know, him doing things to her, she overlooking it, and then she forgiving him, and then the next day he probably goes and does the same thing again, right? When somebody cannot forgive you, you have to still go into that space of asking them for forgiveness. What they do with it is their business after that, right? Because forgiveness is not about the other person. We misunderstand that we think forgiveness is about the other person. I will only be free when the other person says yes. Like, you know, for example, Ijaz, let's just put the two of us in the scene and say, for example, I need to be forgiven for something.
Right.
And you ask me for forgiveness and I'm just quiet. I don't say anything. And you feel you need to hear me say, Sumeya, you know, Ijaz, I have forgiven you. No, it doesn't work that way. As long as you have asked for forgiveness, you know in your heart that you are never going to hurt this person again in the manner that you've done it. Because very easily we can sometimes hurt people by the way we speak, by the tone of voice, by the words we use, by our body language, by so many different things we hurt people. So if you become aware of how I've hurt this person, and you fine-tune yourself as a human being and say, I will never go back to this way of behaving again, you know inside of you that you've changed. You ask for your forgiveness, and that alone sets you free. The other person doesn't have to verbalize that, yes, I've forgiven you, only then do you feel free. Your duty is to just ask for the forgiveness, because you know you've hurt them in some way. What they do with that is up to them. Does that make sense to the caller? I'm wondering, you know, if it makes sense to your listeners.
I'm sure it does. Sumeya, do you think the fear of getting hurt again, maybe, you know, they say people don't remember what you did for them, they remember how you made them feel. So maybe sometimes these people that don't want to forgive, maybe they are scared of getting hurt again, or they remember how they felt that first time. Could that be a factor?
Yes, definitely. You know, it's a good thing that you asked that, Ijaz, because sometimes, you know, we ask the questions that how can we forgive ourselves or other people, you know, without becoming vulnerable again to that same hurt? And, you know, to that I'm going to say that, yes, sometimes we believe that not forgiving protects us. That's the reason we hold on to unforgiveness. But, you know, that is just so wrong, because in reality that doesn't happen. Forgiveness is something that sets you free. Unforgiveness is something that doesn't protect you from hurt again, because what it does is it poisons you. It blocks you from taking the risk to love again, and it leaves you in isolation. That's what it does. So it's not a protection mechanism at all, even though you feel it is. You know, like yesterday where I said that, you know, sometimes we cut ourselves off from people, you know, with the same sense of feeling that, okay, I'll be more secure if I cut myself off from someone, because then they won't be able to hurt me. I'm not putting myself up for getting hurt again. But think of all the ways you're closing yourself down. You're isolating yourself. You're closing yourself up from feeling love, from getting love, from giving off your love to other people. So definitely, you know, unforgiveness is definitely not a protection mechanism.
It's just gone 2 minutes to 10, and amazingly, once again, Sumeya, we've run out of time, and we've still got so much to discuss on the topic. Maybe, possibly, we could take this discussion up again tomorrow. We'll move our topic, which was scheduled for tomorrow, we'll move it to Thursday, inshallah. I think this has been very inspirational and educational for everyone listening out there. And we'll continue this topic, inshallah. Jazakallah khair, life coach Sumeya Kuvaria, for joining us for this 45 minutes or so of lots of education you've dispersed to our listeners. We thank you for your time, and inshallah, we'll take it up tomorrow. Have a good day.
Inshallah. Jazakallah so much, Ijaz, and jazakallah to all your callers that called in.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum, Sumeya.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, that was Sumeya Kuvaria, life coach, talking to us on the power of forgiveness. And we've got lots and lots of interactions coming through regards to the topic, and lots of questions, Jazakallah khair, for calling in, for WhatsApping, SMSing, whatever medium you use to contact us, Jazakallah Khair, you can continue to do so. We'll try and pick up those questions if we can tomorrow, inshallah, at the same time on the Family Matter series here on Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International, coming up to 10 o'clock. Jazakallah Khair for joining me today. From 7 to 10, it flies 3 hours. I usually get scared, you know, before the first show. The fear of the unknown. You don't know how are you going to manage 3 hours, but it flies by. And I hope that people out there have been touched in some way. And those that need to be forgiven, may they be forgiven. And those that need to be doing the forgiving, may they do so as well. So continue to interact with us at EJAZ_K. Give us some feedback on the program, inshallah. From myself, Ijaz Khan, and Ziad, my engineer, and Mawlana Muhammad Baum in the news. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.